You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I fall? I'll say I can't tell you when. But if my spirit question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in the east, so shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end. You know your will to be free is matched with love secretly. And talk won't alter your prayer. Somehow you find you are there. Your friend is close by your side and speaks in far ancient. Season's wish will come true. All seasons begin with you. What world we all come from. What world we melt into one. Just hold my hand and we're there. Somehow we're going somewhere.
Welcome, everyone. This is Straight from the Heart, and I'm your host, Juliana. I've been off the air for a while, so today I'm opening my new season with a wonderful guest, and his name is Scott Mowry of MiraclesandInspirations.com. And Scott Mowry is the founder and primary voice of MiraclesandInspirations.com, an information portal for cutting-edge news about expanding consciousness, the new earth, ascension, the golden age, spiritual transformation, crop circles, UFOs, extraterrestrials, and much, much more. He's a writer, researcher, filmmaker, musician, and inspirational speaker. And Scott is a tireless proponent of a very positive and spectacular future for the human race, which is unfolding right here and right now on planet Earth in the year 2013. Scott is currently screening a new film he's created called A New World Coming, which is a follow-up to his other two films, Welcome to the New Earth and October the 28th, 2011, The Emancipation of the Human Race. In addition, he's presenting a full seminar in various locations entitled 2013 and the New Earth, about what is happening to the human race and planet Earth right now. Welcome, Scott, and thank you so much for coming on and being here with us today on my first show back.
Well, it's a real honor to be with you today, and I want to say Happy New Year to all of your listeners far and wide, and thank you for having me on.
Well, the honor is mine, my dear. And I guess I know everybody needs to hear a little bit about you. I'm sure they already know a lot about you from your wonderful site, because I always go there, and your blogs are so uplifting and inspirational. But maybe there are some listeners out there that hasn't found their way there yet. So if you could tell us a little bit about who you are and why you do the work you do, Scott, that would be great.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to do that. Basically, my role, I feel, is to provide as much positive information and uplifting wisdom as I can. I feel that that's sort of my mission on this planet at this time. I try to get people to see the big picture and realize how much progress we are making here as the Earth is going through this major transformation into the Golden Age. And so I do a lot of research. I do a lot of talking with people that are on the cutting edge of this whole phenomenon, people that have information that is vital to the human race right now. And I think right now what we're seeing, Juliana, is a shift from the mainstream controlled corporate sources of information. It's all returning now to the what you might term the grassroots level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and so
exactly.
people like you and myself and BBS Radio and all of these little lights out there who don't have the corporate backing, who don't have a big budget or anything, are doing the research, providing the truth for the world better than these mainstream news sources who have millions, if not hundreds of millions or billions of dollars at their disposal. So it's literally that the meek are inheriting the earth. We're taking back the power of this information of the media, and we're all together providing little pieces of the truth that people can now turn to who are looking for something that is not compromised, something that's not bought and sold, and something that is actually closer to what's really going on in the world than you'll hear on the television or read the newspapers. And so I see we're all playing a very vital role in freeing the world from a very false delusion that we've been living under really for our entire lives. And we're now moving into a much, much greater world that's full of truth and light and love and transformation. So it's very, very exciting to be a part of this. I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely. And it's so important to get this information out there, because there are so many people out there that they feel something is happening, but they just don't know what it is, and it's making them crazy. They feel the change, but they don't know how to handle the change. They don't know what direction to go in their life with the change. And with programs, shows, blogs like this, this is what is helping them understand what's happening, and then bringing us all together to do it together, just like you said. You described yourself, Scott, as one of the three waves of souls. Can you tell us a little bit about what does that mean? What is the three waves of souls? And what wave do you consider yourself to be?
Okay, well, I have to credit the work of Dolores Cannon, who's a past life regressionist, a hypnotherapist, and an author of over 17 books, who's documented the story of these three waves of souls that have arrived to planet Earth
mm-hmm.
after they answered a call that went out from the higher realms throughout the universe. They were looking for pure souls who had never incarnated on Earth before to come to this planet to help provide this pure energy that would raise the vibrations of the entire planet and take it into a higher dimension, namely the fifth dimension. So through her work, I was able to identify myself as one of these waves of souls. And I qualify as a first wave soul, which means these waves of souls started arriving, the first wave, right after the bombs were dropped in Hiroshima, Nagasaki during World War II. So this went through like the late 40s, the 50s, and into the 60s, where this first wave started to arrive in planet Earth. And she was able to identify these people by taking them into a very deep level of the subconscious mind. And she found a similarity among some of her clients that they all had similar stories to tell. So I realized that I fit all of these qualifications of a first wave soul to a T.
Was that a freeing experience or what?
It was.
I learned that from her as well.
Yes. For me, it was a very revelationary experience, because I really learned exactly who I am, what I'm to do in life, what my mission is, how I got here, and where I came from. And so it's just been a godsend to me to learn this information, to realize I wasn't going crazy, because
absolutely
planet Earth is just such a difficult and really insane place to live because of all of the consciousness that exists on this planet that's just so far out of balance right now. But many souls have arrived here to assist in this transformation, and they've come from all corners of the universe to be a part of this. And so it's a very exciting time for all of the people of the Earth to have basically a front row seat to the entire transformation of a whole planet into a higher dimension. So we should all be grateful that we're living in these times and we get to be a part of this.
Right. When I learned that from Dolores myself, it was a soul-freeing experience. I mean, up until then, I felt like there was something really, really seriously wrong with me, because I felt like I didn't belong here. I felt like I didn't fit in anywhere. I saw things so differently as my friends. I saw things differently as my family. And I started to feel that it was me. And when I discovered this through Dolores Cannon, it literally freed my soul.
Yes. And it's really important to honor those feelings and to realize that you aren't crazy and that there is a reason for feeling. And I'm sure that there are others out there that may be listening to this program that can identify with those feelings. And basically what happens is that you are a new arrival on the planet, and this is why it feels so strange and why it feels
mm-hmm.
so odd to be a part of this, because you've never had this experience before. And it's important to understand that we've had millions of lifetimes, and this is just one of the many. And it's something that you volunteered for, believe it or not, to be a part of this. You actually signed a contract to come in here and participate in this. And so you're here. The qualifications or the stipulations of a first wave soul are that they come in for one lifetime and one lifetime only, and then they are free to go. In other words, they don't accumulate any karma. Often first wave souls don't have children, and they remain very independent. They sort of don't get too involved in the drama and karma of the planet, so that they are free to go after this one lifetime and after their job is done. So that is where I really identified with what was going on the planet. And I'm sure I can understand the feeling that you had, because I had the same feeling, and it was just absolutely freeing to be able to understand. And it gives you a sense of purpose, a sense of duty about what you're doing on this planet. So I totally identify with what you were just talking about yourself.
Now that 2012 is over, with everything that went on, it was quite a ride. I'm sure you agree on that one. Now that it's over, what's next, Scott? What do you see? What can you tell us that you know about that is actually going on, let's say, behind the scenes, that the average person don't really know? The ones of us out here that don't have the opportunity to be able to know these things. What's happening? Where are we going now?
Well, it's important to understand that 2012 was a very powerful, transforming year. And we all went through a lot. The world went through a lot, and we all have sort of come out of it feeling like, well, what happened? And a lot of people were left wondering, well, we came to this date of December the 21st, which was supposedly the end of the Mayan calendar, and a lot of people were expecting some things to happen regarding that day. I was not one of those, because I understood that we are going through a process, and I've been trying to sort of inform my readership through a series of articles I've been writing this year that we are in a process of transformation. And I think right now we're in this process of revealing. And in other words, what's being revealed to us is how corrupt our world is and how delusional
Exactly.
What we believed in, it's just not true. Many of the institutions, many of the way the world has been set up, it's totally false. It's totally built on lies and deceit, and none of it is real. None of it is.
And everything we've been taught is wrong.
Absolutely. I estimate that maybe 95% of what we believe in is true. We think is true is simply not. In other words, we are living mostly a false illusion of how life really exists. So therefore, it's time to unlearn what we have learned and time to realize that we are much greater than we have ever realized, first of all. And the other thing to understand is that life is actually now transforming itself for the better. We are getting much greater than we've ever been before. So we are moving now into a world that's going to reveal itself as being true. So what we've also seen in this past year is that consciousness has risen dramatically throughout the planet. Oneness University in India has been sort of tracking this and documenting this. And I mean, we stand at over 250,000 awakened people on the planet, which is a remarkable statistic in and of itself. But this is going to start doubling probably every month now. We're going to see this just go through the roof. And basically these people that are becoming awakened are reaching higher states of consciousness, which is having an effect upon the whole planet. But there are other great factors that are happening that occurred in 2012, and that is we've gone through all these ancient prophecies that were predicted. We basically have fulfilled all those. We went through this precession of the equinox. We went through the center of the galactic center, and we came back to where we started from. We fulfilled a lot of the conditions of moving into a higher dimension or a new world. And what I tried to point out in my most recent commentary is that the world shifted from being slightly more negative to now slightly more positive, which is signaling the return of the divine feminine, where love is going to rule over the planet. So there's so many things now that are dovetailing, that are converging now to tell us that we are moving into this golden age for humanity, where things are going to start to become so much more amplified and so much greater and so much more positive and so much more amazing than we ever could possibly have dreamed of. So I think 2012 has been a great year for revealing a lot of information. Even this whole idea around this December 21st proved itself to be nothing.
That was a big letdown to so many people, because so many people truly believed that when they awoke on the morning of the 22nd, that we would have all been shifted to another dimension, to the fifth dimension, and everything would have been totally changed. I myself believed that there was going to be a tremendous change. When I woke on the morning of the 22nd, I really had to do a double take. And then I realized, like you're saying, that, yeah, something did happen, but it didn't happen the way it was told by so many of the people out there that was telling us this, that we believed them and we trusted. So people started to get depressed, and they felt like they were duped. They felt like they were let down again. And
I didn't believe any of that. I didn't believe that we were going to go through a big shift, because I understood that there was a divine plan unfolding, and it's a gradual process. We are going through a step-by-step process. As I said, 2012 was the year of revealing, and we have to realize that maybe many of us who have been following this kind of information, been researching, been studying this, been identifying with this, or we've maybe just come to it in recently. But there are a vast amount of people that are totally unprepared for any of this that's going on the earth, and we have to understand that they need to be a part of this. So there has to be a gradual step-by-step process that we go through that will bring all of humanity up to speed and be ready for this.
And how do we prepare them for this? What can you tell them how to prepare for this? Or what can you share with the listeners that already are aware of what you're sharing with us now, that they can go out there and help those that don't know about this to prepare for this.
Okay. Well, the best thing that people can do, the absolute best thing, is to raise your own consciousness, because by you raising your consciousness, you are affecting those around you. These people that are becoming awakened, for every one person that becomes awakened, they affect 100,000 others around them. So this is how the planet's going to transform itself. It's going to be like through osmosis, or through a sharing, through as more and more people come to this higher state of consciousness, it's going to permeate throughout the planet, and it's going to snowball, it's going to gain momentum, it's going to gain a huge positive wave that will envelop all of the human race. But we have to be patient. We have to understand that there's 7 billion people on the planet, and they all need to be affected in one way or the other, and the divine plan is calling for this, obviously. So we have to understand that there is a process we're going through. The other thing that people can do is just start to talk to others, and don't try and push your ideas on another, but if they're open to it, then start to share it with them and send them to my website or other places where this kind of information is being discussed. I mean, I've seen my subscription list just go through the roof over the last year, because now people are looking for alternative information. And I can appreciate that people are just becoming very disillusioned, thinking that nothing is really happening. But we have to really look at the big picture and understand that there is tremendous amount of evolution and change that is going. We are going through now.
The kind of stuff we used to go through
used to take decades, and we're going through it within weeks now, sometimes
days. Exactly. Everything is speeding up.
Absolutely.
How would you explain to someone, Scott, that is hearing you now and hearing you talk about you raising your consciousness? And let's say that this is someone listening now that has never heard about anything like this before and has no idea what it means to raise your consciousness. How could you explain it in just a short, simple way that they would understand what that really means? Because I know when I started on this journey about maybe 20 years ago or whenever it was, so long ago, I can't remember, when I was told the same thing about raising my consciousness, I had no idea what that meant, and no one explained it to me. What would you tell someone like that?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand there's a million ways to get to heaven, but I'm going to sum this up in one word, and that is awareness. It's
right.
Important now to raise your awareness, expand your awareness, and be aware of the subtle things in life. And also, the other important thing is to establish a relationship with the divine aspect that exists within every one of us. And there is this small part of us that we've ignored, this little inner voice, this little part of us. Drunvalo Melchizedek refers to this as the sacred space of the heart. Others refer it to your inner divine. Others call it the higher self. Others call it the oversoul. There's all kinds of different terminologies for this stuff. And it doesn't really matter, because it's whatever you identify with, whatever resonates with you. But it's important that we understand that we are not humans. We are spiritual beings. And we have divine qualities. We were made in the image of God. So we are an aspect of God. We have the same powers as God within us. It's a matter of trusting it. It's a matter of believing it. It's a matter of acknowledging it. And it's a matter of incorporating this into our lives. So it's really important now that we establish this intimate relationship with this divine aspect, which has all the answers we seek. All the answers lie within us. And we've been trained and conditioned to believe that everything lies with outside of us, including what time of day it is.
Right.
But it's important that we trust our intuition, we trust that inner voice within us, we start paying attention to the little subtleties of life. That's where the magic lies, and whatever it is that you identify with. I can tell you my personal journey was really helped with the ancient practice known as Ho'oponopono, where you send love to everything, and you have this little mantra that runs through your brain. It's, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I have written extensively about Ho'oponopono on my website, and anyone that's interested can check that out. But that's one way that worked for me. It might be any multitude of ways, but it's important to just find whatever resonates strongly within your heart. And the other important aspect is, as I just mentioned, it's, we're moving from the mind to the heart. So it's really important now to be in touch with your heart. Listen to your heart. What does your heart tell you? Don't do things that you're uncomfortable with. Don't, if something doesn't resonate with you, then move on to something else. And stay away from negativity. And it's really important now to stay positive and focused on the eye, keep our eye on the prize. And that's this golden age that's unfolding right now. And so I recommend whatever people are drawn to, anything that's uplifting, inspirational, that will help to raise your consciousness. There are a number of things that I put on my website that can help in this regard. And there are many other that I haven't touched on. And it's just a matter of going out and looking and finding things that, that you feel strongly about. But the raising of consciousness is actually happening naturally now. It's a phenomenon that's occurring without you even trying, because this is a mandate from the divine to raise the consciousness of the entire planet. And so this is why, you know, life in 2012 was a little chaotic. It was there was a lot of upheavals, because these galactic waves coming from the, these waves from the galactic center are hitting the Earth and upgrading everyone. And we've been going through this every month now, and it's going to accelerate more and more as we go through these times. So it's an incredible, incredible time. It's really important to understand that what we're going through is a very natural process. It's a very divinely inspired. So ultimately, there's really nothing you really need to worry about that you need to necessarily do, but just surrender to this process. Surrender to this divine unfolding that is happening on the planet right now.
And this process is actually leading us to this new Earth. Is that it?
Yes, there's different terminology for what we're going through. Some call it, you know, the golden age. Some call it ascension. Some call it the fifth dimension. Some call it the new Earth. All of them are basically talking about the same thing, and that is that by raising your frequencies, you are going to be shifting from this three-dimensional, chaotic, apocalyptic world that we live in to one of peace, love, abundance, a utopian world that is emerging now. And so it's going to be up to you how and when you arrive at this, and it's just by you resonating to these higher frequencies, these higher states of consciousness, and that's just by expanding yourself with, as I just outlined, there are any number of ways to do that.
And does there have to be a certain amount, Scott, of people, like say, does there have to be like 10 million, 5 billion, or just a certain amount for this to all just make a quick turnaround, a quick flip for this to all come in, or is it this just going to be happening in a gradual process, like you've been talking about here now, in a gradual process, and it's going to take us, say, what, another 5 years, 10 years, 20 years before all this war stops, all of this conquer and divide, destruction, prejudice, hate, all this stuff that we've been living in up until now is going to be gone, or is it going to just be this slow, slow process for a long time?
Well, I would not use the word slow. I would use the word gradual. And by gradual, I mean, it's, as I outlined, it's a step-by-step process. But I think this is going to be accelerating month by month. And you're going to see so many things start changing for the good in a very dramatic fashion. I don't see it as a sudden big shift at this point in time, although at some point we may arrive there when enough people are ready for that. But right now, we're just going through this in a gradual process so that, as I said, we can catch up all of these people on the planet who have no clue what's going on. So you're going to see an expansion of this type of information that's going to be out there. This, the stuff we're talking about is going to become commonplace here very, very soon. The one signal that I'm looking for that will really say that we are really on an accelerated path, that things are going to really start to shift into high gear, is when they introduce this new economic system. And I'm expecting this at any time now.
With the government?
I think this is going to be introduced probably from the Asian perspective. It's going to come from the East. And
okay.
I think that they've been preparing this new economy for this new economic system to be introduced for quite some time now. And it's really just being prepared and it's being implemented and it's being instituted as quickly as it can be. And I think when we see that, then we'll know that things are really moving along and we've shifted into this other higher state of evolution. So I'm hoping that that is very, very soon. But I think that's one signal to look for, that you'll know that things are really starting to shift. Now, the other thing that happened at the end of 2012 was the quarantine that had been placed upon the Earth has been lifted now, and that extraterrestrials are now free to interact with us. So I'm encouraging now people to start to, if they are so moved to, is to start to ask for contact with extraterrestrials. And this can be done through meditation. It can be done through a variety of ways of just saying, I would like to receive or I'd like to have a contact with an extraterrestrial and start to bring this into one's life. I don't expect the government to come out and say, acknowledge this. I think this is going to come from a grassroots effort, and it's going to get to the point where it's just embarrassing for the government to admit that there's not extraterrestrials out there.
Absolutely,
so I don't think
they'd be able to stop it.
No,
this new system that you were just speaking of, Scott, is this the system that we've been all reading about on the net now for the last couple of weeks called the People's Trust? Are you familiar with that?
I'm sort of familiar with it, but I'm not necessarily referring to that specifically. I think what's
mm-hmm.
going to happen is that there's going to be a gold standard issued amongst all economies of the world. All currencies are going to return back to their original countries, and like the euro will be going away, and all of Europe will go back to their original currencies, like the French will go back to the franc, and, the Greeks will go back to the drachma, and all of this other in-country currencies will be revivified. And then what you're going to see is that I think eventually the Federal Reserve will be taken down. It will be replaced by a worldwide gold-backed or precious metal-backed currency. And then we're going to basically wipe away inflation. We're going to wipe away debt. We're going to go off as being a debt-based economy into an asset-based. And I think you're going to see a revaluation of a lot of the world's currencies that will be numerous in number. There'll be a great deal of currencies, not just what we've been hearing about the Iraqi dinar, but you're going to see many other currencies revalue. And I think there's going to be a whole new economic system that's going to be based on fairness and justness, and it's going to be based on value, and this is going to revitalize the whole world economy. We're going to come out of this state of this worldwide economic crisis into one of abundance. And I think then you're going to see a massive redistribution of wealth around the world. We have plenty of money and plenty of resources for everybody on the planet. This will trigger a worldwide distribution of funds. All countries are going to come out of debt. Debt's going to be basically wiped off the books. And the economies of the world are going to switch from debt-based to asset-based, which will stabilize the whole world economic situation so that we will no longer have inflation. And prices will probably start to come down, if not readjusted. And then you'll see inflation go away. Prices won't continue to skyrocket as they are now. Food will come down, energy. And then there's going to be a massive introduction of new technologies. And you're going to see transportation and computers and medical and all kinds of new technologies introduced that are going to revitalize every aspect of our lives. So this is, I think, where I'm seeing this unfolding, and I think this is going to occur very, very soon. I can't put a date on it because it all depends on when the people are ready for this.
Right.
It depends when we have reached this point of consciousness where we can start to bring these into our lives. Remember, everything is created within first before it shows up on the outside. So I always encourage people to start to visualize this, start to see this as a real,
right,
real possibility.
Right. Will this take us from admiralty law to common law that we've been hearing about too, with like Drake and different ones are talking about that, going from the law we've been under all this time, they said is admiralty law, and now we'll be going, when this happens, to common law? Are you familiar with what?
Oh, yeah, I am familiar with that. And yes, I think it's already happened. I think we already are there. It's just like...
We're already on common law?
Yeah, I think that there's been a number of steps that have been taken, but again, you're not going to have the media, you're not going to have CNN come out and say, hey, guess what? Because they're part of the whole control system. So it's important to understand that this is going to be a very grassroots effort, and it's already been instituted by a number of amazing people that have taken this on and have started to establish it. My understanding is that many steps have been taken now, that the whole slave system has basically been put to rest right now. But people don't know it. People don't realize it yet. It hasn't sort of permeated the mainstream. Well, it's not even close to the mainstream consciousness, but it's just at its initial stages right now. And so slowly but surely, this is going to become more well-known. And yes, you're going to see the whole legal system, the whole government system start to transform itself. It's already happening.
Now, what would they do when that happens, Scott? Would they be replacing all those that are in there now that has been doing all the craziness they've been doing up until now, and drones bombing, listening to your telephone calls, et cetera, chemtrail and everything? Is that all going to stop? Are they going to go in there and arrest them, remove them, or how's that going to work? Do you know?
I don't know. Exactly, and I don't think anyone quite knows at this point. I think what's going to happen is that this is going to, it's already happening. You're seeing massive resignations around. You are seeing things starting to change from within. But as far as predicting a date when this will happen, it's very hard to say right now. But yes, it could come to the point where we will see some of these changes start to happen on the public arena. But for now, they're sort of bubbling under the surface. They are moving very steadily, very slowly but surely, and they're picking up momentum by the month here. Many, many steps have already been taken to lay the groundwork for this new world, this utopian world that we are envisioning. And yes, I do see at some point that things are going to reach a crescendo, and there'll be some dramatic changes and announcements that will occur, but are we ready for that yet? It depends on when the consciousness of the people arrives at the point where they can accept this. It's important to understand that the world has been dominated by fear. Change brings fear to people. Many, many people will be afraid when something like this is announced. You may not be. Your listeners may not be. Many people who have been researching and understand this may not be afraid at all, but there will be a number of people that are totally caught off guard by this. So it's really important that these people aren't scared to death, because if they're scared, this whole thing could backfire. So it's really important that people's consciousness be raised so that they can accept these new changes that are coming in a fashion that they can handle. I mean, right now we're all being pushed as hard as we can as it is. So you just can't give too much and throw too much on people, because they may react in a state of fear. So that's why things are taking their time. That's why it's a gradual process, because fear is the crippling element that has kept us enslaved for so long. And we have to start to overcome our fear. And in that process, what's also happening is that we are purging karma from the planet as well. The slates are going to be wiped clean. So there's a lot of amazing, tremendously unprecedented phenomena that are taking place to help free the world. But we have to understand and accept responsibility that the reason that we are in this mess is we have created it in our consciousness. And the only way it can be fixed is by raising consciousness. So that is the key element to understand why this is all happening and why this is important. And that's why I talk about it and write about it all the time. Consciousness is the engine that's driving this whole transformation of the planet.
Right. And as things keep breaking down and getting worse, that's really what is awakening a lot of the people that are still asleep.
It is. It's helping. It's helping to wake people up.
Right. I don't see it as a bad thing, a negative thing. As I see things break down and get in bad situations, I see it as another awakening. I see it as a positive thing. It's just something, I guess, about us humans, or at least we, sometimes we just got to get hit over the head to wake up and do something. I think once the people get to the point where, and I think they're getting to that point now, really, though, a lot more women, like you say, because they're seeing that what they're being told by the media is really not true. They're seeing that there's no way that the economy is being fixed. They're seeing that they lost their homes and they're not getting any compensation or they're not getting them back. They're seeing food prices go higher. They're seeing things just get worse and worse and worse. I think that by all of this, they are getting now to the point where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and instead of just sitting around and waiting for someone else to come along and do it or just roll around there in their apathetic way, they're starting to gain strength, and this is awakening them, and they're looking for a way, they're trying to find a way to do something about it, which before they didn't, because we really did put ourselves in this big mess because we trusted and believed instead of researched and check things out for ourselves deeper. We believe.
Yeah, but I would also add on top of that is that you're right. It's now turning within to look for the answers.
Right.
And going within and realizing how powerful you are.
Right.
You have the power to change the experience that you're having. This is what's so amazing right now. It is possible for you to have an entirely different experience than your next door neighbor about what's going on in the world. It all depends on how you respond and react.
Absolutely. I see that happening right here where I live.
Yes. So by remaining positive, by raising your consciousness, by doing whatever it takes to find things that uplift you and give you a greater awareness of the world around you, these are all things that are that you can do right now on your own that will help you tremendously more than anything that's out there. And this is all due to the fact of the understanding that everything is created within you first. It's important that we have to recognize we have lived just the opposite. We think that we are affected by all of these external parts of our world when they're all just illusions. Everything starts from within. Your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your attitudes. This is what creates the world that we live in. So, therefore, if you understand and can accept that, then if you have a positive framework to work to build your world around you, then start to use that and fill your life with inspirational words, videos, whatever it takes to get yourself to see that, to understand that you can create the world around you by your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs. So why not go for the most positive, wonderful world that you can create and do it from within? Then it will show up on the outside.
Right, right, exactly. So this is what the upcoming future is all about. That's where we're heading, and that's what's happening right now, and that's what we have to do to get there, just stay positive, focused, and do something about it.
And let me just address the negativity that exists on the planet right now. What you're seeing, and the reason there is so much apparent negativity, is that all of it is being stirred up from the bottom. It's being purged from the planet. See, it's like we need to get all of this out of our system right now so that we can let go of it and move to this higher frequency. So this is why there seems to be an overabundance of negativity in the world. It's all being churned up to be transformed, transmuted into positive. And how do you do that? You send it love. Love is the great transformer. It's the most powerful force in all of the universe. The human race was created to love and support one another, but we've been divided and conquered into religions, into races, into creeds, into even sex.
Right.
But it's now important to realize we are all connected. We are all intimately tied together. And so the world now is coming together as one. They're rejecting this slavery system. They're rejecting the idea of perpetual war. They're rejecting the idea of being conquered and divided. And now the world will come together in brotherhood, unity, and love. As the world is changing from duality consciousness into unified consciousness. So understand and look at the big picture of what's going on. It's really mindful. You know, we get sort of caught up in our own lives, but see the big picture and see that this is part of this is the total emancipation of this planet Earth from not only people who are living on the Earth who are controlling us, but also the way the whole reality of the Earth has been set up. We are transforming the literal reality that we live in. This is not something that can be done, Juliana, overnight. This takes some time. This takes a process to go through. So just realize, keep your eye on the big picture here and understand that there is a major, major, every single day that we're living on this planet, major things are happening for the good. And every day progress is being made. But at the same time, all of this negativity is coming up to be purged from the planet for good. That's what we're experiencing right now.
Awesome. Beautiful. Scott, can you tell us about any seminars you are currently doing, you know, or any books you might have, any movies that is out there you want us to know about, DVDs, whatever it is you have? Can you let the listeners know about it, how to get to your site, how to purchase the whole enchilada? Because I'm sure they're going to want to go there and learn more from you, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you for asking. My website, again, is miraclesandinspiration.com. That's all one word. Miracles is plural, A-N-D, inspiration.com. And, yes, I have a seminar that I'm conducting right now in the Pacific Northwest, and it's called 2013 and the New World Coming. And it's basically about many of the things I talk. I talk about the expansion of consciousness, the expansion of Mother Earth, the ancient prophecies, what's all the fuss about 2012, the hollow earth, all kinds of really interesting topics, and I sort of go into detail about all of this. And one of the new slogans that I'm promoting right now is Be the Butterfly, because I see this human race going from this caterpillar into this flowering and blossoming into this butterfly. And as the whole of the human race wakes up and realizes that we can fly. We have unlimited possibilities right now. And I tell this, in my seminar, I tell this amazing story of the monarch butterfly, one of the most amazing creatures ever created on the planet. And that's a very fascinating tale. I have a new film that I'm also showing. I just showed it in Seattle last night. It's called A New World Coming. And I'm showing that around the area as well, the Puget Sound area and probably into Oregon. And also, if people are interested, that will be available at some point from me. And I have a package that I put together called 2012 and the New Earth. And that's available on my website. And if people are interested, they can email me about that. And it's basically a collection of CDs and some DVDs that tell the story of what we're going through on this planet. So I've got a lot of things I'm doing. I do a meetup group 3 times a month. I have a lot of events that I do in person, and I'm also available to travel if people are interested in having me come to their location. That's something that's also an option. So thank you for allowing me to talk about that.
Oh, no problem. Do you ever come to Florida?
Well, if people can somehow arrange my travel, I'm more than happy to come and speak. So if you can put together a group, I would love to come to Florida.
I'll look into that. I'll look into that because they need you down here.
Great.
They need you back.
I could use a I could use a nice reprieve from the winter up here. So.
Where are you?
I'm in the Pacific Northwest in the Seattle
area. Oh, you're
area.
In the Pacific Northwest. Yeah.
And yes,
okay,
and we are in winter.
Is it cold there now?
It is. It's cold. And I know that in Florida the weather is just fantastic this time of year. So.
Yeah, it's warm.
How lucky you are.
Well, I'll look into that for sure for you, Scott. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Scott, for coming on. I so enjoyed everything that you shared with us. I so appreciate your company and your time. And I will look into seeing what I can do about you getting a trip to sunny Florida. And in the meantime, I'll keep in touch with you by email. And if there's any last words that you'd like to tell the listeners and just to few short sentences or something, maybe a short recap or whatever you'd like to say, just feel free and go right ahead.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show today. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
My honor. Thank you.
I want people to, my desire is today is to leave people the understanding that it's really time to let go of all of your fears and all of your apprehensions and all of your worries about what's going on the planet. We are going through a major transformation for the positive, for the better. We are moving into the golden age without question. This is what my mission on this planet here is, to remind people and to point all of this out. We are going to live in a most amazing, beautiful, fantastic world that you can't even possibly dream of. It's going to be beyond your wildest expectations and imagination. The world is changing for the better, for the positive. There is a tremendous amount of effort by a number of amazing souls that have put their time and energy into saving you and me from a disaster that the Earth was going down. And so it's important to understand that there is a tremendous effort that's been made to save this planet and to save the human race. And it's going to result in the most beautiful, amazing, wonderful world you could ever possibly dream of. And it's here now. It's happening as we speak. 2012 was the absolute proof of this, and it's going to get more and more obvious as we venture into 2013 and beyond. So just have faith. It's really important that you have faith in this divine process that's unfolding, and know that it's all happening for you and your family, and many, many good things are coming. So thanks again for having me.
Oh, thank you, Scott, and bless you, bless you. That was a beautiful message. Sure made me happy, made my night. And I will be in touch with you. And listeners, I want to thank you so very, very much for listening to the show tonight. Please come back again next Saturday. It'll be at the same time, same place, on bbsradio.com on Station 1. And always remember, everyone, for there to be change in the world, it has to begin with each of us. So learn to forgive, let go of the past, and keep loving your heart. And please do your own research. Just don't take anything for face value. When someone tells you something, when you read something, when you see something, always do your own research. And as we walk together here on this beautiful earth in humble gratitude and respect, I send every one of you much love and thanks for listening. And may you have many blessings as you go on your life's journey. And thank you, Scott. Thank you, BBS Radio and staff. And thank you, everyone. God bless. Good night. Next Saturday, I'll be back again. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. Good night.